KBMW.
All right, good morning. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, cloudy, 41 degrees is what I got going right now. By the way, once again, I do apologize if I start to sound a little like Bart Simpson, because I've been inhaling all this Canadian smoke and all the dust that all of you are inhaling too, so it's kind of gotten to me. Steve Dietrich, how have you been dealing with it?
It's just watching it blow by if you're out on the highway, missing some of those shelter belts. Man.
Good to see a little rain come in here. I'm not complaining about that. Hey, let's talk real estate like we do every Tuesday. Numbers?
That steady thing again, you know, we're just hanging in that 6% range. Now, with the change in Washington, of course, Paul's going to be out, and I think that, is it Kevin Warsh or whatever his name is going to be in. And, of course, we know that Trump wants those rates to go down some more, so we'll see, you know, maybe they will, and that'll be good for the home buyers, that's for sure.
They've been hanging steady for quite a while. In fact, I'm going to just quit asking you about it, because it's like every week it's like, yeah. But that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It didn't go up higher, and it probably could have, you know. Mm-hmm. So at least they've been hanging at that 6% range, you know, a bit one way or the other. But I'm anticipating they might sneak down a little bit here in the near future. I hope I'm right.
All right. And, hey, Action Realty, because there's a lot of action going on. You said it's busy around the office. What's going on?
Well, it's just, you know, there's a lot of people starting to want to go take a look at a different house. And if that's going to happen, then they got one they got to sell first. And so, you know, it may consider to have two houses going at the same time, if you will. And I know I'm extremely busy right now in the office. I've got quite a few possible listings coming up in the near future. And some of those people are buyers, too. So
it might be a good summer for you.
It's a good market right now, I think, coming forward. Or at least it looks like it might be. And so that's a good thing because it's been quiet for a while.
In your career, what's the longest you've ever had a house just sit on the market and just didn't go anywhere? You know, do you have one that you just go, boy, that was tough to move?
Well, I mean, I've had some where they just, you know, I had them long enough where they either changed realtors or else we just took it off the market for a little while to give it a rest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you even wait a couple weeks, it's amazing. There'll be a couple new buyers that never saw it the first time. Now it's brand new to them again. And, you know, it just creates another little buzz for a little bit on them. And you try different things to see what happens, or take the sign down so you don't keep driving by it every day and it's still there.
So typically, if a house doesn't move, what are some of the reasons that you found behind it? I mean, other than price.
You know, and obviously if it's a higher range, interest rates are a definite effect on that. You know, probably has nothing to do with the house. But at the same time, when a house doesn't sell, there's probably some reasons why. And you know, that could be condition, it could be location, any of those things can come into play, but you try to figure it out, but ultimately it probably just means that we're too high, you know, in the end. It's just too high.
What's it like being the middleman between a buyer and a seller?
Well, you know, you do it long enough, and I know people call, you know, real estate salesman, you know, and I don't consider myself a salesperson, you know. I'm just a person out there that's showing the property, and the properties sell themselves.
You're a facilitator.
That's
Steve
exactly
Dietrich.
Right.
That is pretty much the title. Well, I'm glad that things are picking up, and looks like it's going to be a good summer for buying and selling.
I think so. It's showing good signs right now.
Hey, what's the advantage to getting a local realtor as opposed to getting like somebody from out of town, getting a team and everything else?
Well, you know, on site, you know, maybe a little quicker access to things. You know, Fargo, of course, you've got an hour drive one way or the other, and sometimes they're busy too, and then they can't get down here right away. And if you wait too long, you lose out on something because you're waiting on a non-local realtor to get down here to show you that property or get something on the market right away. So, I mean, I guess I'm always going to push local first. I don't care which company, but try to stay as local as possible. And we try to do the same thing with Main Street, too.
Well, and I think just, you know, the common sense reason, too, you know the community. You know, somebody coming in from outside the community or somebody selling their home, you kind of know what goes here in the Twin Towns.
Yep. And, you know, I mean, I get it with some people in Wapton might think if they get a Fargo realtor, they might get more money. And certainly, you know, they're in a higher market than we are. So they have a tendency sometimes maybe to, you know, feel like a house in Wapton is worth more than it probably is just because they're kind of applying the Fargo market to Wapton.
And doesn't it work better to just have one person, like one point person? Like you mentioned teams before. Mm-hmm. If you get realtors from out of town or real estate agents from out of town, sometimes it's like a team. You know, that'd make me kind of nervous. I just like to deal with one person.
Well, and, you know, there are true teams that work that way. We don't have anything like that in Wapton right now. But, mm-hmm. you know, I'd like to think of our office as a team yet, too.
Yeah.
You know, certainly if I'm busy with something, you know, one of the other people in the office will certainly sub in and, you know, quick go show a property for me or whatever, or help out with a situation when somebody's a little busier than the other. And so in a roundabout way, we'd like to think of ourselves as a team, but at the same time, you know, each one of us is a, you know, independent contractor working for ourselves in the end.
Yeah. So are you a coach or a captain? I'm going to put you on the spot. Go ahead.
Well, I like being a coach.
Okay.
Right now, yeah. You know, it's kind of fun to try to help solve problems or figure some things out and get them going in the right direction. And, you know, having been a loan officer before I was a realtor, you know, I do have some insights on the financing side, too. I guess I'd like to think that that helps me out, too.
Well, you've been in the game for a while. I got to get out of these sports euphemisms here, but yeah, you've been in the game for a while.
A while.
You know the game, Steve Dietrich.
And, you know, we call it a game, I guess, and it's, to some degree, there's a little bit of that going on in the word game for real estate because, you know, there's just different things, different ways.
What's your number down there at Action Realty?
701-642-4700.
Or people can just stop in, too, if they got any questions.
Absolutely.
Steve, always a pleasure. Get out and soak up some of the sunshine. It's coming.
I hope
so. Later on in the week.
Good.
Promise. Steve Dietrich, Action Realty. We talk real estate every Tuesday here at this time. You're the voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW.